And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 41 degrees, a little cloudy out there. Expect rain throughout our listening region. Joining me in the studio is Hal Spackman, director of the Sitka Historical Society. Lots of new exciting things going on, Hal, over there. Tell us about it.
Why, thank you, Melissa. We've got a new exhibit coming up, and it opens this Saturday, December 13th, with an event at the Centennial Hall. There's free admission to the event, but it's going to be a gun raffle, and it's also going to feature Larry Calvin's 1961 feature film of Sitka called Alaska Holiday. As well, we'll have a panel of big game guides because it's opening up our exhibit, The Art of Hunting and Conservation in Sitka. And so we've got a rifle raffle that's going on right now. We hope people buy their tickets to support the exhibit because that's how we pay for it. And you can get those tickets at Orion's, Brenner's, Elks Lodge, and at the museum.
Well, tell us a bit about this new exhibit. It's going to be open for 4 months. The Art of Conservation and Hunting, Hunting and Conservation, that is an interesting pairing.
Well, it is. It's done. We've put this exhibit on in collaboration with the Sitka Conservation Society because, quite frankly, many hunters are conservationists. In fact, I would almost say that all hunters are conservationists because we have the same goal, and that's to preserve and protect our natural resources. And it's just been a wonderful experience because we've got a history in this town of conservation that's just amazing that many people don't know of. Jack Calvin and Chuck and Alice Johnstone and their work to help establish the Chichagof-Yacobi Wilderness Area. And, Jack Calvin and Ed Ricketts, a book Between the Pacific Tides is a seminal work that's still studied today in colleges around the country. And as well, we've got this wonderful history of big game hunting and guides such as Ben Forbes and T. Smith. And, I think people are just going to absolutely love this exhibit.
The society just keeps rolling out new exhibit after new exhibit since you've been on board starting, it'll be a year in January, right? It'll be a year in January. And it seems that a common thread among these exhibits is that it highlights just a corner, a pocket of the Sitka experience. And you've characterized them as mini stories.
Yeah, we have all of these mini stories and mini histories that are within our community. And that's one of the wonderful things about the Sitka Historical Society and Museum is we're able to tell those mini stories because our mission is very broad. And, it's like you sit down and think about how many things and people and stories there are in history of Sitka. And it's been such an important place in Alaska for so many years. And I'm just excited about what can we do next. And, we're going to be asking the community to give us ideas for that. And so this is the third exhibit we've done since January, and we'll be looking for a fourth, in 4 or 5 months.
Okay, and so big event to kick off the new exhibit Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Tell us a little bit about the firearm raffle. That's a new and interesting kind of fundraiser.
Well, it's an interesting fundraiser, and other people have done it, but we've really made the odds very high on this because we want people to be engaged with it. And so we're only going to sell 350 tickets. They're $50 each, but every 25th ticket wins a gun. There's 14 guns we're going to raffle for those 350 tickets. And every fifth ticket wins a sportsman's prize. And, if people go get those tickets, I think, I bought 5 of them. They're all very useful weapons that you can use for hunting because it does correlate with that exhibit. And we use those funds to support our exhibits and the cost of constructing them.
Can you give us a bit of a sneak peek into the new exhibit? What are some of the displays?
Well, yeah, sure. I'm happy to do that.
Just a small one.
Yeah, well, we've got the timeline that's really interesting is the history of conservation in Sitka that starts with Sitka, Alaska, and the national level, and how Sitka has, been such a key and sometimes a leader in what's happened with that throughout the years. As well, we've got things from Fish and Game, such as tasers and dart guns, and you know, and different things like that. We've got mounts that are absolutely beautiful. We've got panoramas. There's a trapper's cabin that's just a very lovely little piece of the exhibit that I want people to see. And we've had so many people contribute. As we've always tried to do, we want to continue to engage artists, and we've got 9 local artists who have contributed some wonderful outdoor art for this exhibit to put in it, and it's something we don't see often here. So, yeah, I think people are going to really be impressed with this. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, so a little bit of a long term for the Society, one more exhibit before then Centennial Hall closes for renovation, right?
Absolutely. Centennial Hall, it looks like we're going to close and hand over the keys to the contractor August 1st. And so we've got to be out there a little bit before then. But, you know, we have that opportunity for perhaps one more exhibit. And, you know, what that might be, we're looking to the community for ideas. An example might be the 150th anniversary of the signing of Alaska from Russia to America. So, I mean, that's just one thing, but it could be a host of other topics.
That's going to be a really big move for you. Any thoughts on where you're going?
Well,
to go?
We're exploring many different places, Melissa, and we're open to ideas. And if anybody's got something that they can help us, because we have artifacts that really need extreme care, and that includes a controlled environment. So we're out there looking, but also open to suggestions, ideas, and offers.
Well, your 1-year anniversary is coming up in January, and what's the experience been like? It seems that this historical society has become very, very dynamic.
Well, that's what we want to be, you know, and that's one of my goals, is for people to say, when's the last time you've been to the museum? When's the last time you attended a historical event? And that's what we're trying to do, is to involve these many elements of our community. You know, we've done the artists with the past, inspiring the present. We've done the Coast Guard, you know, involved them. We've involved many people in the conservation hunting exhibit, including the Sitka Sportsmen's Association, who have been wonderful. So, you know, we just continue to bring in those people in our community who have passion for history and passion to tell a story and to show their artifacts and their interesting things. And so we want to keep doing that.
And history is living. You're connecting in these exhibits, not only the past, but past to the present, and then helping us envision the future.
Absolutely. And the old expression, you're part of all you have met and all of you have been. And I think that's what we as Sitkans, that's when you think of Sitka, you think of the richness of Sitka in many ways. You know, we've got our Alaska Native history, we've got the Russian history, we've got the American history, we've got the conservation history, the way that we make our livings, and how we just so many things. That, I mean, the hospitals, I can just go on for hours about the many stories out there.
And can you tell us really briefly about your curator?
We got a new curator. Her name's Christy Griffin, and she's absolutely wonderful. Her training is in archaeology, which makes a wonderful way to help tell the stories that museums can through archaeology, because she's got this strong background. She's also a great researcher and a very creative person, and has been just dynamic in helping design or putting this exhibit together.
Wonderful. So again, briefly, a free event coming up on Saturday, Centennial
Free Hall. Event. We want people, it's family friendly. There's going to be things that happen there. It's just not the pre-gun raffle. It's a raffles that go on. Like I say, Andy Stoner's making his famous chili and hot dogs, and you know, that's free too. And it's just going to come on and listen to the stories of the guides and enjoy camaraderie. Hopefully people will come for 3 or 4 hours and stay. And I'm really looking forward to Larry Calvin's video, because I've seen it once, and it's just tremendous. You see people there in the 1960s and early 1961. And so I think people will be fascinated by that. So once again, 5 to 9 this Saturday, December 13th. It's free. Come on in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Hal, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
My guest has been Hal Spackman, director of the Sitka Historical Society.